Hi, this is Charlie from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you, this is not a sales call.
I can hardly hear what you're saying.
Okay, I will repeat it if it's fine for you. Hi, this is Charlie from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. And
about what?
Oh yeah, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. What is your zip code, ma'am?
I can hardly hear what you're saying.
You want me to repeat it?
Yes.
Okay, this is Charlie from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your
about
opinions
what?
Are needed.
About what?
Local issues.
Okay.
Okay, so your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. What is your zip code, ma'am?
1120. My zip code 11202.
Okay, so just to confirm it, 11202, right?
Mhm.
Thank you so much. Now, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah.
Thanks again. Do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else?
I'm an old lady.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
1931.
Thank you so much for confirming it. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Am I what?
If you are Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm American.
Thanks for letting me know. What is your race?
I'm just black.
Thanks. The following, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree.
A master's degree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
For what year?
In 2020, the general election for the president.
2020? I'm trying to remember. I'm an old lady.
Well, the options.
90-something year old.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally understand that. If you can barely remember, they were Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are your chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'm not sure. I'm an old lady now.
Okay, so what if I mark it as 50-50? Is that right for you?
Pardon?
What if I mark it as 50-50? It is right for you?
If you mark it 50-50? What 50-50?
Well, remember the question is basically you are likely to vote for the elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November.
50-50.
Thank you so much. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, yeah. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
I don't think I'll be able to vote.
So should I mark it as 0?
Yeah.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Once again, from 0 to 10.
Say that again.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community?
I'm not sure.
Well, just remember, once again, starting from 0, that means that your vote has no power at all. And then, let's say that it has a lot of power. So if you think it is between, you can choose 5. If you're not sure, you can choose 3 or 8. That depends, up to you.
I'm not sure. I'm an old lady now.
Yeah, I totally understand that part. But let me tell you that with your opinion, you're helping the state to become a greater state, basically. So, would you like me to repeat the question?
No, I won't be able to talk to you anymore.
Well, just let me tell you that your opinion is very important for us, since we can hear directly from people what problems are affecting our communities. Allow me just a few more minutes of your time, and we will be done, okay? What if we continue with the question? How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Can you hear me? Hi, are you there?